From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series of studies in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, Seven Symbols of the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Bible, the Holy Spirit is represented by various figures or manifestations, all of which teach us a particular truth about the Spirit's character and functions. The first symbol of the Spirit in the New Testament appears at Christ's baptism, where it is said that the Holy Spirit descended upon the Savior in the form of a dove. This speaks to us of the purity of the Spirit. Then in John chapter 3, verse 8, when Nicodemus responded with surprise and skepticism to Christ's statement about sinners needing to be born again, the Savior likened the Holy Spirit to the wind, a declaration of the sovereignty of the Spirit in salvation. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns answers the question, what should be the response of God's people to the current economic crisis? This is an excerpt from Q&A with Alan Cairns, found in video format on our website, ltbsradio.com.
A question a lot of people are asking is, in the light of what's happening in the world today with this great economic meltdown, what should the response of Christians be? That's a huge question that I certainly can't answer in any fullness in 2 or 3 minutes. But, first of all, there is a meltdown. I don't think we have begun to see even more than the tip of the iceberg. We're going through a period the like of which I think we probably have never seen. Those people who say this will be like the Depression of the 30s may actually be on the optimistic side. This is a global meltdown. Now, what should Christians do? Well, first of all, you don't panic. We believe in God. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in the promises of God, the promises of grace. We don't panic. But there are certain things we should do. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Now, I put it to you that many Christians are living lives that are full of theft. Now, if that sounds to be an extreme statement, think of this. If I go out and, quote, buy something, really, I'm getting it on a credit card, say, or some other form of debt, when I know my income will not allow me to pay off that debt, I'm stealing. Now, that's very blunt. Christians shouldn't be doing that. I would say that this is a time, and I trust we'll have a few months at least, where Christians can really give themselves to this. Christians should seek to get themselves out of debt, and certainly don't be taking on debt at this point in time. Get out of it. Use what God has given you. The Bible speaks of go to the ant. Now, learn of the ant. What are we to learn of the ant? Well, she makes preparation for the hard times that are coming. And we're told, do that. That's a good, simple, sound bit of advice. So, get rid of the debt. Do make preparation for the hard times that are coming. And be in a position to help God's work and help God's people. I think the days that lie ahead are going to put a big strain on many people and many churches. I also believe that the days that lie ahead are going to be a test of true Christian fellowship. The Bible commands us to do good to all men, especially to them that believe. We are to do good to the world, but we're to do good particularly to the household of faith. And we are soon going to be in a position where many of God's people are going to be hurting. I would trust that you and I will do our best, by the grace of God, to be in a position, if He so enables us, to be part of the answer of helping God's people. I should say, of course, that there's an upside to all this. And the upside is to get us back to the Bible, to be content with what we have, and to be willing to take Christ at His word. That if you have clothes and food, you have enough. So let's buy out of the worldly mindedness that I can't be happy unless I have a whole host of things, even though I can't afford them. Let's buy out of that and buy into the truth of the gospel. In the words of the old hymn that I have loved to quote in my own pulpit here, I have Christ. What want I more? That's contentment. And godliness with contentment is great gain.
Though Satan buffets you, your flesh seems so weak. Loneliness hinders you, the way seems so bleak. All strength is gone from you, escape you will seek. Be not discouraged, look up. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Christ won the victory, the battle's been won. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Fight on, dear soldier, and you'll hear His welcome.
Look to the Savior every step of the way. In every trial and temptation, His way. Seek to bring glory, seek His word and to pray.
Be not discouraged, look up. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Christ won the victory, the battle's been won. Be not discouraged, be not discouraged. Fight on, dear soldier, fight on, dear soldier. Fight on, dear soldier, and you'll hear Him say, well done.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Remember that he who indwells the believer, making him the temple of God, is the Holy Spirit. May God give us a heart for holiness, yearnings after holiness. We were singing that glorious psalm of David this morning. David, of course, was speaking of an earthly tabernacle that he longed to build. But we speak of our bodies as the temple of the Holy Ghost. He comes and he cries, "Arise, Lord, thou and the ark of thy strength, and enter into thy rest." May God give us that kind of desire for holiness today, that we would present our bodies before God and say, "Lord, here is the temple, purchased and prepared. Empty it of every foul and grieving thing, and enter into rest here with all the fullness and all the glory of thy Spirit." He's the dove, the purity of the Spirit. The second symbol of the Spirit to which we may pay attention this morning is the wind, which speaks to me of the sovereignty of the Spirit. John chapter 3 and verse 8 is a key text. It says, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." The Spirit of God likened to the wind. Now you can hear the wind, John says, or Christ actually says. You can hear the wind. But you cannot control the wind. In some ways, you can use the wind. Every sailor in ancient times was an expert in trimming his sails to use the wind for his own benefit. But he couldn't control it. The wind is the ultimate picture of total freedom and sovereignty. The Spirit of God, like the wind, blows where he lists. Now I realize that that is not something that many people like to hear. We live in a day when men have such a conception of God that God is like a little puppet and they pull the strings and God jumps. We live in a day when men want to manipulate even the Almighty for their own nefarious purposes. But this text of Scripture from the lips of the Son of God Himself tells us plainly that the Spirit of God is not to be manipulated by anyone. The Spirit of God, even in the matter of regeneration and salvation, is utterly sovereign. He moves according to the purpose and the pleasure and the plan of God. He moves according to His own sovereign will. When He moves, no man can stop Him. May I bless God for that. When God the Holy Spirit really blows with a mighty wind upon His church, let all the powers of hell be ranged against His church. They shall not stop the blowing wind of the Spirit of God, for He is utterly sovereign. Being sovereign, He is utterly irresistible in the exercise of His saving power according to the plan of God. We find this carried out into effect in Acts chapter 2, where you have the story of the day of Pentecost. Verse 2 says, there was the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Now here you have the fulfillment of the symbol. Here you have the wind of God in all His mighty sovereign power. He takes a little group of people. They are nobodies. Their enemies are wishing them out of existence. And really, I don't think by this time that the enemies of the gospel can have been too worried about this little handful of people. They were nobodies. They had no position. They had no religious or political clout. They had no education. They had nothing. But then the Holy Spirit took them. He blew upon them. And like a mighty wind, He came through the church. And I tell you, not the combined powers of Judaism and Romanism could stop the onward movement of the Spirit of God through the Church of Jesus Christ. It wasn't long until the wind of God blew with such fury that the cause of Christ began to spread here and there through the empire. Churches were founded, sinners were saved, devils were cast out, and God was glorified. The name of Jesus Christ began to be known far and wide. The Holy Ghost coming like a sovereign wind in all His freedom. There is a word that some of the writers on the Holy Spirit like to use. I'm not terribly fond of it just because of its connotation in everyday life. Maybe the right word, theologically, I don't know. But they like to talk about the impetuous action of the Holy Spirit shown to us by the wind. I don't want you to get the idea of an unthinking action. I don't want you to have the idea of something that hasn't proper will and planning and wisdom behind it. But if you have the idea of this mighty loosing of irresistible power at no whim of man, and certainly overriding every opposition of man, then you've got a good picture of this impetuous action of the Holy Spirit. You'll get examples of this action again and again in Scripture. In Ezekiel, the prophet speaks of the action of the Holy Spirit upon him, actually removing him from one place to another. In Acts chapter 8, verse 39 and verse 40, you have that same sovereign action of the Holy Spirit upon Philip. After he had dealt with the Ethiopian eunuch, Philip was no longer found at Gaza. He was rather found at Azotus. Why? Because the Spirit mightily came upon him, and in supernatural power, like a mighty wind, he just carried him to where he wanted him to be. Well may we today be found on our knees praying for the wind of God. The Spirit of God as a wind, I think, is almost unknown in the Church of Jesus Christ, certainly in this part of the world today. In Ezekiel 37, you have a picture. It's a very full and wonderful picture of the Valley of Dry Bones. Now let me say, first of all, that there you have a prophecy. This is to be fulfilled, literally, in the nation of Israel. There's a prophecy here. But you also have in this a parable. A parable of regeneration. And I believe you also have in it a promise. A promise of revival. Now that's a sermon outline in itself that I'll preach some other time. But have a look at this. The prophet looks on the bones scattered and lying upon the open valley. The question is, can these bones live? Can they live? Now how can they live? He is given a very wonderful instruction in Ezekiel 37 and verse 9. The bones will come together. They will form a body, as it were, or an army of bodies. And then he is told, Son of Man, prophesy to the wind. Call upon the wind. Cry that the wind will blow across this valley. And that as the wind blows across this valley, there will be mighty power infused into these dead, dry bones and into this lifeless army formed from them. Oh, how today we need to be prophesying to the wind. There are some Christians who get a little more learned, I think, than the Holy Ghost intends them to be. And they have such niggling questions as, should we ever pray to the Holy Spirit? I always did believe that prayer was to God, and since the Holy Spirit is truly God, there is no reason why I cannot call upon the Spirit of God. But here I am given a direct and definite command to prophesy to the wind, the Spirit of God. I find in Song of Solomon 4 and verse 16 that the Church of Jesus Christ is found praying. And she says, come, thou north wind and thou south wind, and blow upon my garden. This is the prayer that needs to be on the lips of the people of God. This is the prayer that needs to consume the interest of this church. Men and women, let me tell you, we may have many things. We may come to obtain glorious things in the eyes of the world. We could pack in more people. We could bring in more money. We could send out more missionaries, more preachers. We could be doing all the time. But I want to tell you, unless this mighty passion consumes our heart, that we are crying to God, Lord, breathe upon us with the wind of the Spirit of God. Blow upon us in all the fullness and the sovereignty and the irresistible revival fullness of the Holy Ghost. Then all will be just a facade and a charade. I tell you today, here is the sovereign Spirit of God working. How will we see people sealed? When God the Holy Ghost, as the mighty wind of God, blows where He lists. That's when you see true conversions, real regenerations. That's when you see true results. How will we see a city shaken? How will we see a nation moved? Not by organization. I said in prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and I think it's true. I was quoting a preacher I was speaking to just a week or so ago. And they said that churches nowadays are so well organized that if the Holy Ghost were removed, they wouldn't even know the difference. I think there's a lot of truth in that. We're not going to move America by organization. We're not going to move America merely by the power of the dollar. We're not going to move America merely by putting more men in the field. All these things have their place. I am not against them in their place. God knows we need them. But I tell you, the only way that this nation can be moved is when the wind of God blows in all its fullness, in all its sovereign power. I think it was R.A. Torrey who once said, "Give me 10 men filled with the Holy Ghost and I'll move the world." If that is a correct assessment, and who's to say it's not? It does put us in our proper place. And it lets you see the awful spiritual dearth that we're living in today. All for the wind of God, the sovereignty of the Spirit.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.